Jim, I'm on, yeah.
All right, great. We've got Art Rendick on. Art, thanks so much for joining us. Art's the president of Inland. Everything's okay. Art's the president of Inland Mortgage Capital. He's joining us today to talk with us about commercial real estate lending, non-recourse bridge loans, and a new way for commercial real estate owners to finance energy-efficient products projects on their properties. Hey, Art, thanks for calling in. We really do appreciate you here being here on the show. How many billions of dollars of deals have you even done?
Well, Jim, I've been around a long time.
Yeah, I know. I met you.
I financed over $1 billion in my career. But, you know, again, I really never did a lot of big deals. So I've been fortunate to be involved in a high quantity of deals. But, you know, it's been, you know, I've been in the business for 30 years between banking and my career at Inland here.
Well, tell me a little bit about your non-recourse bridge lending program up at Inland. It sounds like a pretty interesting product.
Yeah, Jim, we're doing loans from 3 to 12 million. The bridge concept for your audience is typically these are commercial real estate deals that have some sort of weakness, whether it's vacancy or they need to be seasoned or something like that, and they're not ready for a permanent loan, which would be offered by say a conduit, CMBS conduit, or a life company. And we gap the period between the time it needs to get seasoned or stabilized until it's ready for the permanent market.
Now,
and our loans are 3 to 12, and we're doing apartments and industrial, office, and retail, as well as self-storage deals.
Is there a particular asset class that you may think is not appropriate for this? Maybe you're trying to stay away from that asset class?
Well, the five that we're working on, you know, we're confident in. I'd say, you know, on a scale of more confident to less confident, I would say, certainly, you know, office, suburban office is something. If we see a deal and it's compelling, we'll still do it. But we're nervous about that. There's been in the big cities especially, and I don't know what's going on in Miami particularly, but the migration of corporate tenants to the urban areas from the, you know, the suburbs is certainly here in Chicago where I am. It's happening. McDonald's, for example, just announced that they're going to move their headquarters from suburban Oak Brook to the city, to the urban CBD of Chicago. So, and that's going on in multiple announcements virtually, you know, every month, it seems like. The rest of the product types, you know, retail, obviously, I think I'm sure your audience, if they read the commercial real estate trades, has read about some of the softness in the mall sector, and that e-commerce is certainly, you know, changing the landscape of retail real estate. But we're still, you know, bullish on it. We just we have to be conscious of what's going on in the marketplace.
Now, what type of transactions have you already completed this year? Maybe you can give me like an example of one or two deals that you guys closed.
Sure. We just closed two apartment complexes in the Charlotte Metro, one of which had been emptied out by the seller. The seller had bought this property that was run down and was going to do the rehab and kind of got, got overwhelmed with all the with the size of its portfolio that it was trying to put together. And so he sold it to our borrower. Who is going to finish the rehab. They're going to gut rehab the inside of the units, bring them up to the, you know, sort of 2015-16 standards. And demand in the marketplace is tremendous, probably like it is in South Florida. And it's really just a matter of getting the construction done, which is the bridge part of the loan. We believe that the tenants will come flocking at rents that are above average for the marketplace, because the finishes are going to be really nice. And the other deal was very similar. That deal was not empty. It was 87% occupied. That one's going to be a lighter rehab of the interiors and some fix up of the exterior. And the borrower's going to try to raise the rents a little bit because it seems like the market can bear it. And we lent against the prospective value of that project.
Now
we've got several others in the pipeline, but those are two good examples of multifamily bridge financing.
Now it sounds to me then what you're doing is you're helping people create value. Is there Do you focus more on the property or the borrower? What's more important, or is it kind of both?
Yeah, lending, Jim, is like baking a cake in many ways. The ingredients all matter. And so we look at the entire, obviously, the location of the, and everybody who knows real estate knows location, location, location. But we look at the entirety of the sponsorship's ability to execute on a business plan. Since we're taking a little bit more risk than others, because our property has a weakness that usually at the time we close, we're evaluating all of that. But you're right, our dollars do create value, and so it's a combination of matching our dollars with the business plan that makes sense. In many ways, we're sort of venture capitalists for each individual project.
Well, now I want to kind of do a little bit of investigation, and I'm almost kind of disappointed we don't have you on next week too. Kind of softball nudge there. Maybe you'll come on again next week, Art.
Sure.
Because we got the guys from Magnum on, and I want to talk to you, maybe get you on with Magnum and talk a little bit about pace and everything else. But tell a little bit real quickly about Inland Green Capital, and then we can maybe expand on that a little more next week with Don.
Okay. Well, Inland Green Capital is a little different. Is much different than our mortgage capital structure. Inland Green Capital is providing financing for property owners, both residential and commercial, in your state. Well, I guess both in your state, in South Florida, and the beauty of it is it's 100% financing. There's no recourse to the no personal liability to the property owner, and it's geared for green orientated energy efficient improvements to both residential and commercial properties. The municipality is effectively making the loan, and then folks like us in the private sector buy the loan so that there's no taxpayer dollars. The beauty of the program is that it should be neutral to the taxpayers who are making, this lending process is neutral to the taxpayers, and it's all run by private enterprise. So, it provides a great tool for property owners, and then folks like us who want to make loans and own loans. Obviously we make a profit and all that, but it's green. It's making things energy efficient in our country, and we really hope the program grows. Unfortunately, the only weakness of it is that the program is relatively new and so small, and folks like us and maybe your folks next week are trying to get the PACE program to be bigger, because I think when people understand what it is and see what a great value it is, that it's 100% financing, it's going to take off like hotcakes.
Do you think you can come on again next week with us, Art? Check your book. Are you going to be around next Thursday?
I'm actually going to see James Taylor, so I don't want to.
Okay. Well, that's fair enough. We outed you.
I don't. That's another radio station, I think. I'm kidding.
You're too funny. Well, listen, one more question. What's your perspective on the general state of the real estate market right now?
We're bullish on it. I think there's a lot of headwinds. Certainly, the regulations that are affecting the banking industry and commercial mortgage-backed securities, or CMBS, is under attack for regulations, and the flow of capital is so important to commercial real estate that we are watching closely that while we have adequate capital and we're very interested in making loans, and it's a great opportunity for us, we obviously want the system to be working properly. But the economy is the other issue, obviously, and it's hard just to get a handle on where things are going. The news is so mixed. But we think there's a lot of liquidity in the marketplace, despite what I said about the banking industry and the CMBS market. And the equity, the private equity folks and the folks who invest in commercial real estate, seem to have a lot of capital to want to put into it. And it's still the best return versus some of the other alternative asset classes. So, we're bullish on it. Like we talked about with retail and and suburban office and the hotel business right now. I think the international travel is down, and it's stuff that you just have to constantly watch. But I would say our overall view of commercial real estate is bullish.
Well, Art, if people want to get in touch with you, get some more information on Inland, present you or your team with a project to finance, how do they get a hold of you?
Certainly calling, which is the old-fashioned way. Our phone number is 630-218-5261. And our email, arendak@inlandmtg.com.
All right. Well, Art, I want to thank you so much. And since we outed you that you're going to go to James Taylor, I'm going to have to get you on with Don on another show. Will you come back and talk to Don on the show one day?
Absolutely, Jim. I would love to talk to you, as always.
All right. Well,
I'll try to make sure the phone thing doesn't fail us this time.
Nah, that's okay. That's okay. We got a little bit more of the other stuff on. But, Art, it's our pleasure. Thanks so much for coming on the show. And we'll have you back to talk more green energy in just a couple weeks.